Hello and welcome to iGaming FM and the second of our chats about November's SBC Boxing Championship. This year's event will see the first women's bout between Anna McNee and Ali McIver. So we spoke to Anna and Ali to find out how they got involved, how the training is going, and crucially, who's going to win. The now annual SBC Boxing Championship will welcome its first women's bout to the card when it takes place in London in November. We're joined by Anna and Ali, who will be slugging it out at the Hilton on Park Lane on the 10th of that month. Anna, if I can start with you. First off, how did you get involved? And are you looking forward to punching Ali in the face as many times as possible?
Good question. How did I find myself volunteering to do this? I think I have joined last year's event, which was fantastic. Probably one of the best and exciting events that I've been to in the iGaming, because it kind of added a bit of a different depth to what we normally tend to go to. Boxing is something that I really enjoy watching, doing, and just looking at the bouts that we've had last year. You know, I was standing there next to the ring and my heart was pounding. The hair on my neck was standing up and I wasn't even in the ring. So I'm like, wow, this is amazing. It was really nice. And you knew all the people that were there as well. So there is that relatability to it as well. And I kind of maybe thrown a sentence that if there was a female bout, I'd join. And then when Daniel announced it, that they're looking for fighters on LinkedIn, I just send an emoji of big eyes. And I think that's kind of, that was it. I was on the fence, but then Daniel came back and said that Ali, who I previously known to an extent, volunteered as well. So I'm like, oh, brilliant. At least somebody that I know. It's a great event, you know, amazing cause. So I agreed and was really anxious for the first couple of months. Thought, well, what did I sign myself up to? Why did I do this? What do I come up with as an excuse to pull myself out of this? But then as we started training, kind of dissipated to an extent. I think we're both very excited. It's a challenge, which I think we both really enjoy. So yeah, I'm very looking forward to it. When it comes to punching Ali in the face, well, I think there is kind of this hidden agenda of everybody wants us to dislike each other. But again, because we've had some interactions in the past, there is that to it. So, you know, I naturally would not really want to be in the street fight with anybody. And I don't really want to hurt anybody unless they really hurt me. So it's kind of like counter defense. But I mean, I guess it comes partially with the gig. So we'll have to see. We're both training really hard. So I'm pretty sure defense will be high end. So yeah, we'll see.
Ali, same question for you then. Anna said she'd heard that you'd volunteered. So what's your origin story? How did you end up in this exciting predicament?
Not as organized as Anna. I again also said, oh, why are you not doing a women's bout? I think, you know, predominantly gaming has been pretty much led by males, and I'm a bit of a feminist at times, and I thought, come on, let's shake it up. Like, why are we not doing a women's bout? There's tons of females in great positions within our gaming at the moment, and you know, we need to kind of advocate for that. Was I sober when I agreed? Not 100%, but I'm, you know, it's one of them. I am a bit nonchalant, and I'm glad I did, because like Anna said, it's the challenge. Great causes. The money raised last year was staggering. Like you said, it was relatable with all the people in the ring, are all people that we know and see regularly. And I think amazing to get some women involved. And had I considered how much goes into this, how much training is needed, and the degrees and levels of emotion that you go through while you're in this period in the run-up, absolutely not. But it's fun. You know what? Like I said, a challenge. And, you know, me and Anna are quite hungry people from what I know of her. So I couldn't be going up against anyone better, I think. Do I want to smash her in the face? Not really, no. It's not really my nature. But again, we're both competitive and we're not going to let our egos get the better of us. It is boxing fight. It's a challenge. It's a point scoring game. There is actually like method behind what appears to be madness. So,
what's your general fitness story like? Are you a gym goer? Have you boxed before? Have you done any of the combat sports? Is it all new? And based on that, what has the training been like for you?
I prefer doing weights. Like, I've always been someone who lifts heavy weights, deadlifts, heavy squats, stuff like that. So boxing is completely new to me. What I thought was boxing was like boxing fitness classes, which is definitely not boxing. So I can't claim that I have ever done boxing at all. The regime is actually pretty heavy. So 5 times a week, relatable to boxing. And then I'm at the moment having 2 kind of active rest days, which are either swimming or 5K runs. So it's a complete change to what I would do normally. And it is tiring, but again, it's rewarding, and it is a challenge to try something new, and it's a different level of fitness. It's not, you know, a quick run here and there, and it's not just lifting weights. It's completely different, but I'm enjoying it.
Anna, Ali sounds like she might be quite strong. Have you got any boxing or combat background you can lean upon? And what's your fitness journey like? Well, you know, are you a runner or a cyclist or something? And how have you taken to the training?
I think to an extent, I've always been an athletic person. At school, I was doing basketball as part of the team, really enjoyed it. Uni didn't really lend itself to having a female team, so that dropped that. As I was growing up, really enjoyed going to the gym, lifting weights, doing some sort of high intensity classes. And when I moved to the UK for the first 5 years, I kind of found myself doing some boxing. Now, to kind of clear the air, what I know now, that definitely wasn't boxing. I was allowed to train orthodox, even though I'm left-handed, which was, I think, a major flaw anyway, because naturally I'm far better with my left hand. I've picked up a lot of really bad habits. And that stopped. COVID came. Those sessions were done. I picked up running for the first time. I hated running. Started running, got myself up to 10Ks. And then my pelvis gave up. So I stopped running again and went back into weights. Started actively training for this fight a month ago, I think, to echo Ali's sentiment, how much goes into it. And also realized, haven't really been active that much over the last 6 to 12 months, where my stamina is in the gutter. It's not a week time job to get it back up. So working really heavily on that and basically been training every day, more or less. For my own sake, I really enjoy boxing. Sparring is something that you kind of pick up again and get used to being hit and get that anxiety out of you. But it's something I really enjoy. There is never a day, and I'm trying to train daily, there's never a day where I'm like, oh, I need to go to the session. It's my, yes, I really enjoy it. So I'm kind of thinking that this is not going to be ending on the 10th of November. I'm a bit too old to go amateur, but I would love to. If I was 20, I definitely would do it. A lot of girls in the academy that I go to, they're young, they're 21, they're already professionals. And I look at them and I am super encouraged. They're amazing. They're all beautiful, lean, strong, powerful. And I'm like, yeah, a shame I didn't do that when I was younger, but hey ho. Good kind of exercise to relieve stress. A lot of us work from home nowadays. So it just ticks so many boxes for me. And I definitely found myself after this month that I've kind of came back as a person that I used to be. All of these things affect you on a day-to-day. I've got a small child, well, not that small, she's almost 5. It's obviously very evident that exercising alleviates any issues in your life, whatever you're going through.
And evidently, based on the fact that you both seen people who've been keen to be fit, that actually this is a step up. This is a real commitment in terms of fitness. They're both nodding, dear listener. What have people's reactions been, Anna, sticking with you, if that's all right? Well, just generally, I mean, I think if I told people that I was going into a boxing event, they would say, why? You're a terrible fighter and you're a coward. But what have people's reactions been around you at work, online and so on?
At home, it was taken really well. People knew that I enjoyed boxing in the past. Again, not going to call it boxing, but maybe call it boxer size or something. When I told them that I was going to do this, they were like, okay, that makes sense. That's you. You know, we're definitely going to fully support you. All of them really want to be on the night, but there's just no way we can all get them into the same room on top of our clients as well. Work has been really supportive. My main direct manager has been quite scared, I think. You know, one of the first things when he found out, he's like, why are you doing this? Are you sure? Are you feeling safe? My mom is a very stressy person. I'm not gonna call her hypochondriac, but she's, you know, she does worry about a lot of things. So I kind of slid that bit to my mom and dad when I was on holiday with them, and they were receptive. And I'm like, wow, okay. The only thing that she said to me is like, protect your chest. And I'm like, what about my head, mom? What about my head? So yeah, it was interesting that my manager was more conscious and more scared for me than my mom. Other than that, everybody's been super supportive. People that we work with are really psyched for this event, for both. And overall, I think really good.
You're right. It's exciting. I can hear the excitement in your voices. Ali, are people surprised by this? It sounds like when Anna said, I'm going to be doing this boxing thing, most people have said, well, of course you are. What's been the take around you when you let people know what's going on, both inside and outside the industry?
So I think fully supported by friends and family, but I don't really think they know what it entails, to be honest. They're probably just like me thinking, oh, okay, she's just going to go do this fight, like mediocre. Except my nan, who's 94 and told the family that they should all boycott it and not support. Yeah, my nana's not overly thrilled by it, but within the industry, I think there is a huge buzz around it. Last year's event was talked about for months and months. It still is. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's so unique. Like Anna said, it's different to anything we go to on regular basis, not like awards nights, and it's not conferences. It's completely different. And I think to be part of that is just incredible. And the support from the previous fighters, just saying like kudos to you guys, because you now probably understanding how what you've got yourself in for and the actual level of training. I think I said it to Anna the other day, is the hours of graft and training you're putting in for essentially what is 3 2-minute rounds is insane. Like, it's insane. It's a proper commitment. But yeah, everyone's buzzing, you can tell. And everyone wants to be there on the night. So it's definitely creating hype.
I watched the live stream last year and that was extremely well delivered as well. And the commentary was great and the numbers were really good. And I think, yeah, it's going to be the biggest year ever for the event. It's interesting what you say about kind of becoming that elite group. Like, if you know, right? Once you're in, it's like, okay, now you understand what we're going through. Just to wrap up, who's going to win? I mean, have you thought about that? Have you thought about winning? It sounds like we might have a southpaw against Orthodox. It's quite an open fight sometimes. Ali, are you going
to
win?
Well, I'm hoping to. No, I mean, listen, like, it is what it is, right? Everyone wants to win. We wouldn't be in this if we weren't competitive people and, you know, we weren't up for a challenge. So, of course, everyone wants to win. I hope I win. But if I did lose against Anna, if she's a worthy opponent, so be it. Like, it is what it is. And I think just getting yourself into the ring is a big, big deal in itself. Everything can change. They say you've got, everyone's got a plan until you get hit in the face. And, you know, there's a lot of hype and excitement that will be around the ring that we'll have to try and zone out of to be able to zone in on what we're doing. You know, as much as I was like, yeah, I'll do it. It's just a boxing fight. Now I'm like, oh my God, this is real and it's happening. And there's no getting out of it now.
If you asked me 2 months ago, I'd give you a spiel about, it's, you know, taking part is what matters here. We're already, I think, doing a big challenge for ourselves just by taking part, by being in front of the wider industry, so many people that we know that we work with on a daily basis. So we naturally don't want to flop in front of everybody. And if you ask me then, I'd say, I don't really care. Now that I've been training for a month, I want to win. Yes. I think it's natural. It's a competitive sport. And if you go into it not wanting to win, I think you set yourself up to fail. You're not going to train hard enough. And then, as Ali said, there's going to be external factors on the night. Our legs will go jelly 100%. There is no way about it. Professionals have the same thing. It's not like we were afraid or anything. Yeah, naturally want to win. I think Ali's a very worthy opponent. I know how hardworking and how seriously she's taken it. So again, I probably couldn't ask for a better opponent to have, knowing that she's putting as much effort into it as I am. Only time will tell. It depends on how we both are going to factor in the stress on the night and just basically collating everything that we've learned over the last however many weeks we've put into it and whether we're going to use it. Because what I've noticed and then what I've learned, once you get in the ring for sparring, all of a sudden your brain opens up and everything just like just goes. And you're like, right, what were the combinations? Like, what am I doing? There is a lot of moving parts as well. You know, the leg work, the defense, the counterattack, the attack, everything, all of those things. And then staying in the ring and not on the ropes. It takes time to get used to. We'll see where the night takes us. I think it's going to be amazing entertainment for all around.